prefer to give with cash. We do have a small box as well that collects for asylum welcome, and there are any extra gifts you might have brought, we'll make sure we give them to that charity as well, which is one of our parish charities. There are notices at the back of your orders of service, so you can take these away with you and have a look at what's going on.
The Sunday Service.
Radio Charwell.
Welcome to Holy Trinity, Headington Quarry.
And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
From the rising of the sun to its going down, the name of the Lord be praised. Lord of the heavens, for the wonder of creation,
we praise you.
Lord of all nations, for the richness and variety of our harvest.
We praise you.
Lord of all our lives, for the power and promise of your love.
We praise you.
Lord of this place, we give you thanks for creating, sustaining, and enriching all life. Amen. We gather this morning in thanksgiving for all the many blessings of this life, for food, shelter, family, friends, and all that we are grateful for. And we also gather in sorrow for the ways in which we have failed to share God's abundant harvest with others. God has blessed us, but still God's children go hungry. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God has blessed us, but still the poor cry out for justice. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
God has blessed us, but still we see inequality and oppression in the earth. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. God of all mercies, forgive you your sins and pour upon you the healing spirit of love, peace, and gentleness.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Father.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Father.
To God be glory forever.
To God be glory forever.
Alleluia, amen.
Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia.
The goodness of the land, the riches of the sea, and the rhythm of the seasons. As we thank you for the harvest, may we cherish and respect this planet and its peoples, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Please sit for our first reading.
Children of Zion, celebrate. Be glad in your God. He's giving you a teacher to train you how to live right. Teaching like rain out of heaven, showers of words to refresh and nourish your soul, just as he used to. And plenty of fruit for your body, silos full of grain, casks of wine and barrels of oil. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. How many of us here have seen the Disney film, The Lion King? Show of hands, who's seen The Lion King? Lots of us. It's one of my favourite films, and there's a Swahili phrase that's used in the film. It's sung by Timon and Pumbaa in their famous song. Does anybody know what this is? What this phrase is in the song? Yeah, Richard?
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, exactly. Does anybody know what it means? No worries. Thanks, Carrie. No worries. Exactly. So The Lion King is one of my favourite films, and it has a connection with one of my favourite passages in the Bible, which we've just heard, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, effectively, in this reading, no worries. Don't worry about your life, or about what you'll wear, or what you will eat. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? No worries. But of course, many of us do worry, don't we? And one of the greatest worries of our time at the moment is the great sense of anxiety that many of us feel about climate change. This has an official term, climate anxiety. And this is understandable. We know that we are facing a climate emergency, that there are many species of birds and fish and mammals that are under threat, and we need to make changes to the way that we live in order to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. Climate anxiety is completely understandable. And it's worth noting that Jesus is not saying there's nothing to worry about. What he is saying is that worry can be destructive. It can eat away at us. It can prevent us from noticing the good and the hopeful things it can distract us from questions of deeper importance. Worry doesn't solve our problems and can even prevent us from seeing solutions. That's why Jesus is saying, no worries. In his words to us today, Jesus invites us to take a step back from all the many things that worry us and get some spiritual lessons from nature itself, from God's creation. Harvest, especially, is a time to remember that the value of all creation comes from its source, which is God. Jesus says, consider the lilies, look at them. They're valuable in and of themselves. They are beautiful. They don't do anything. They don't earn anything. They don't toil and labor and work, but God values them. In the same way, all of us are valuable to God as we are, not because of what we earn or what we do or what we consume or what we wear. We are valuable to God because God created us. Simply being there with God, our Creator, in prayer, in worship, in thanksgiving, as the lilies are just there in the field, simply being there with God in prayer can set us free from our worries and enable us to have the kind of contemplative and compassionate outlook on the world that we need if we are to address the climate crisis with a sense of hope and a sense of courage. Jesus reminds us that nature itself, God's creation, can heal us and calm our anxieties. God works through the natural world to bring about renewal. This is something I think many of us discovered in lockdown. Many of us turned to nature, to God's creation, as a way of coping with all the stress and all the uncertainty. I discovered just how healing it can be to step away from my desk and my email inbox and go for a walk, and I still do this now. I try, where possible, to walk rather than take the car, not just because I can't get any petrol. And I wondered, I might do a quick show of hands to find out whether other people became a bit more connected to God's creation during the pandemic. So how many people went walking a bit more than normal during the pandemic? Quite a lot of us. What about gardening? Did anyone have time for a bit more gardening? Yeah, there's lots of hands there. What about growing vegetables or other food? Yeah, quite a few. Yeah, good. Can you tell me what you grew? What did you grow? What did you grow in your garden? Some beans. Oh, lovely. It's so nice. They just taste better, I think, when you grow them yourself, don't they? That's wonderful. And what about seeing any birds or hearing a bit more bird song? How many of us managed to do that? Quite a lot of us. Wonderful. So in response to all that might worry us about climate change, we can remember that God's creation itself is good and healing and renewing for our mind, body, and soul. The Mental Health Foundation recently wrote a report called Mental Health and Nature, which found that developing a stronger relationship with our natural world will be a critical part of our response, both to the environmental crisis, but also the mental health challenges that are connected with it. And as a church here at Holy Trinity, we are so blessed to have beautiful outdoor spaces, which makes us so well placed to support people in strengthening their connection with the natural world and the beauty of God expressed within it. And how many of us have been to our forest church services? They're really fun, aren't they? And a wonderful way to connect with nature. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's not that there are no things to worry about. It's just that worrying by itself cannot solve the problems that worry us. Only a shift in our values and our attitude can do that, valuing the kingdom of God seeking first the kingdom of God and knowing our place within it. Every day, and especially at harvest time, we must seek first the kingdom of God, a peaceable kingdom full of hope and renewal, and where we really can say to everyone, no worries. Amen. Please stand to declare and affirm our faith.
We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. In our prayers this morning, we're going to be lighting candles after each prayer that we share in. And when I say, God of love, we all say, hear our prayer. God of love, hear our prayer. We light this candle to give thanks for God's creation and our own lives in it. We pray for better care of creation and respect for our environment, and for people whose lives are affected by climate change. We pray for all involved in planning for COP26, that it will be a powerful and effective meeting to improve care of the world, our common home. God of love, hear our prayer. We light this candle for the gardeners, the farmers and fishermen, and distributors in this country who work with weather and soil and at sea, with road and with rail, to make the land productive, to collect the fruits of creation, and to deliver their harvest. God of love, hear our prayer. We light this candle for everyone who is worried today, who feels lonely or unsafe, and for the homeless and those looking for a safer and better place to live. We pray that everyone may know they are loved and may have a place of safety. God of love, hear our prayer. We light this candle with all our deepest hopes for peace in our world, for wisdom in everyone, and good government everywhere. And for all those we love, especially those who are sick, and those who have died, and among them, Alan Jeffcott and Edith Nichols, who died at this time in earlier years. God of love, hear our prayer. We light this candle for ourselves. May we learn to live justly together, to honour the earth, and to walk humbly with our God. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for our peace. The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Amen. Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Blessed be God, by whose grace creation is renewed, by whose love heaven is opened, by whose mercy we offer our sacrifice of praise. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is always right to give you thanks, God, our Creator, loving and faithful, holy and strong. You made us and the whole universe and filled your world with life. You sent your Son to live among us, Jesus our Saviour, Mary's child. He suffered on the cross. He died to save us from our sins. He rose in glory from the dead. You send your Spirit to bring new life to the world and clothe us with power from on high. And so we join the angels to celebrate. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Father, on the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his friends. He took the bread and thanked you. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." After the meal, Jesus took the cup of wine. He thanked you and gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood, the new promise of God's unfading love. Do this to remember me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Father, as we bring this bread and wine and remember his death and resurrection, send your Holy Spirit that we who share these gifts may be fed by Christ's body and his blood. Pour your Spirit on us that we may love one another, work for the healing of the earth, and share the good news of Jesus as we wait for his coming in glory. For honour and praise belong to you, Father, with Jesus, your Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ keeps you in his own life. Amen. The blood of Christ keeps you in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, with joy we have offered thanksgiving for your love in creation and have shared in the bread and wine of the kingdom. By your grace, plant within us a reverence for all that you give us and make us generous and wise stewards of those good things which we enjoy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Please stand for our closing. That which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace. To love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.